We are doing Avat Chesed, and I would like to dedicate our learning to a man who is replete with Chesed, a man who is Kulo Chesed, Michael ben Esther. He is responsible for so much of our learning. He works so hard recording our learning and helping us uploading our shiurim and helping us with arranging the website. Countless ways he helps the site Torah for me and the guys at Machon Meir. And so let's dedicate our learning now of Avat Chesed. I purposely went back and said we should learn some Avat Chesed because I want to dedicate it to Michael ben Esther. Hashem should bless him that this year should be a year filled with a blessing, a year where he will find his batzug. He should merit to get married this year and build a beautiful home among the Jewish people, bring many children to Am Yisrael who could learn from his beautiful ways, and Hashem should give him koach to continue in all the chesed he does, and Hashem should give him, amen, kemach en Torah, Hashem should give him kemach en Torah, Hashem should give him a good, hearty parnasa, together with a wonderful wife, and admeh ve'esrim in Eretz Yisrael besimcha. Let's begin, we're doing Avat Chesed, we're holding Cherek Rishon, Perek Rishon, Ot Yud Dalet, the 14th paragraph, and this is going to bring us to the conclusion of the first chapter. And the Chafetz Chaim tells us, "Im ba'u lefanav harbe anashim," if many people came before the person, "v'chad mehem tzich lilvot sach merubeh," and one of them needs a large loan. So we've been learning the different laws of giving a loan. And now the Chafetz Chaim says, let's say a few people come to you at once. They all need a loan. One needs a big loan. "U'sharei anashim lo yivakshu mimenu kol achat kim davar mu'at." And the other ones each want a small amount. A guy walks up into a yeshiva and says, "I'm selling Cracker Jacks. 5 shekels for Cracker Jacks." Everyone checks their pockets. It's Matzei Shabbos. No one has their 5 shekels, but everyone wants Cracker Jacks. You walk into the auditorium and you got your wallet full. And all the guys come to you and say, hey, I want to go get Cracker Jacks. Can I borrow 5 shekel? And then someone else walks over to you and says, "Let me borrow 100 shekel from you. I just need 100 right now." So says the Chafetz Chaim, "V'im yalveh le'echad ha'sacha me'ubeh," and let's say you have just 100 shekel on you. If you give the large amount to the one person, "lo yeh lo ma lalvot l'sharei anashim," then you won't have the 5 shekel to loan all the other guys. So this guy says, "I want to go out tonight for supper. Let me borrow 100 shekel from you." The other guys say, "We want to buy Cracker Jacks. Let's borrow 5 shekel from you." "Mutav she'yaveh l'chol echad sach mu'at," says the Chafetz Chaim, "it's better you give a bunch of people. Give 20 people a 5 shekel loan. Rather than give one person 100 shekels. Because each person you give a loan to, you are fulfilling a biblical mitzvah. So you could perform 20 mitzvot or one. And the Tana already taught us in Tractate Avot, God judges us based on how much we perform. So if we could perform many mitzvot, we have to try to perform as many as we can. Good question. Vayen sham bepirush ha-mishnah la-Rambam, just a second. And look over there, the Rambam's explanation. And you'll understand the Chafetz Chaim better. So after you see the Rambam's explanation, then see if you still have a question. Ve'im ha-echad she-rotzeh la-alvot lo asach ha-merubeh yo'ilo ba-alvato she-lo yitmotet legamrei. But let's say the guy who's coming to you for 100 check alone, he tells you, "Look, my stocks, they're calling them short. And I believe that in a matter of minutes, it's going to shoot back up. And if I don't put up these 100 shekel, my stocks, I'm going to have to sell. And if I sell, I'm going to lose all the value because I'm going to sell." It's a certain loss. You guys know what it means to sell short, right? Yeah, everyone here knows. Okay, fine. So he tells you that 100 shekel is going to make it or break it. I'm going to lose my pants if you don't give me those 100 shekel. So if shar, it could be, says the Chafetz Chaim, dukudem, that he comes first. That by giving him the loan, you fulfill gamken as well, ma she'amar katuv, that which the verse says, v'chiyamuch achicha umata yado imach v'chazakta bo, when your brother is falling, and he extends his hand to you, help him out, don't let him fall. Uvedidu leka rak mitzvah tasei dalvan, with the other ones, you're only fulfilling the biblical mitzvah of giving a loan, v'ayin, and the Chafetz Chaim says this needs to be looked into. And with that, we've concluded the first chapter of Avat Chesed. So the Chafetz Chaim told us that if we have a choice of performing many mitzvot or one, then even though that one will get a bigger loan, we say, get the rest of the loan from other people. I'd rather give each person a smaller amount, and you go fill the loan with other people, let other people give you that loan. But I would rather perform many more mitzvot and give the loans to many people. And the Chafetz Chaim said, but if it's a situation where he might collapse if you don't give it to them, by the other ones, it'll make a substantial difference, but they won't collapse. So then it could be that he comes first. But That's always Othonite.